KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach,
Laguna's only FM,
KX93.5. Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, you don't even try. Cause with the last set of wings, man, I know she can fly. She's my little scoop. You don't know. Slip, daddy. And coming off the line when the light turns green. Well, she blows them out of the water like you never seen. I get pushed out of shape and it's hard to steer. When I get rubber in an all four gears. She's my little blue scoop. You don't know what I got.
All right, that was the Beach Boys doing Little Deuce Coupe. Now, and this is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'm John Troy, and we listen to songs on this show that are that we look at songs through a musician's point of view, and we talk about songs and take them apart and stuff like that. And every week we have a theme, and the theme this week is Cars. That song was Little Deuce Coupe. And a Deuce Coupe actually is a 1932 Ford Model B coupe. The Deuce is because it was from 1932. And this was considered to be the definitive hot rod and featured an optional Ford flathead V8. So they refer to a pink slip in the songs. They got the pink slip, daddy. That's the title. So he owns the car. That's cool. Stay with me as I tell you about this next song, which is really, really cool. It's called Hot Rod Lincoln. Now, a lot of us remember that being done by Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, but this is this version I'm playing is a guy who played guitar with Commander Cody. His name is Bill Kirchen. Now, Hot Rod Lincoln was originally recorded in 1955 as an answer to Hot Rod Race, which was recorded in 1951 by Archie Shibley. So this is a follow-up. A hot rod race tells the story of a late model Ford and Mercury who end up racing along the highway, neither driver gaining an advantage, staying neck and neck until they're both overtaken to their amazement by a kid in a hopped-up Model A. Well, a Hot Rod Lincoln was written by Charlie Ryan, and it begins as a direct reference to Shibley's earlier ballad, stating that you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I'm the kid that was driving that Model A. So this is the Hot Rod Lincoln is about a Model A that was rotted out. But I want to talk about this particular version because Bill Kirchen, born in 1948, is an American rockabilly guitarist and singer. He's known as the Titan of the Telecaster. A Telecaster is a kind of Fender electric guitar, which has a sort of a thinner tone than the Strat. The Stratocaster, that is. And in this song, he does a one or two bar tribute to a huge list of guitar players. And it's a very deep hipster. If you're a guitar player, let me just run down this list of people that he pays tribute to in this song. He spends a couple bars, a bar or two, playing like they play these guys that he gives tribute to. Listen to this. Johnny Cash, and the way he puts it in the song is they pull over for him because he's racing down the road and everybody has to get out of the way. So all these guys are pulling over for him. Johnny Cash, Duane Eddy, Roy Orbison, Johnny Rivers, Waylon Jennings, Buddy Holly, Carl Perkins, Marty Robbins, Buck Owens, Merle Travis, Merle Haggard, The Ventures, Doc Watson, John Phillips, Sousa, the Colonel Bogey March, that one. Fats Domino, Professor Longhair, Ray Charles, Errol Garner, Little Richard, Count Basie. He just goes dump, dump, dump. That's all he does about Count Basie, which was Count Basie's signature sign-off at the end of every song. Iggy Pop, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, whom he calls the poet laureate, America's poet laureate, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and I lost my place. Link Ray, Alvino Ray, Stevie Ray, which is Stevie Ray Vaughan. Then he says we're going to listen to the Kings. He does Freddie King, B.B. King, Albert King, Ben E. King, Carole King, and then he does Billie Jean King. And you hear Billie Jean King was a tennis player, so you hear this little pop, bop. That's all he does, like a couple people playing tennis. The King, which is Elvis, of course. Cream, Deep Purple, Rolling Stones. Then he says the Fab Four, which is the Beatles, of course. Then he says the Pre-Fab Four, which is the Monkees. He doesn't say Monkees. The Sex Pistols and Jimi Hendrix. And Josh, if I hit F12, I'll start the song, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's listen to Bill Kirchen's version. Great version. Enjoy this, please. I think you will. This is Bill Kirchen's version of Hot Rod Lincoln here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Now, you've heard the story of the Hot Rod race where the Fords and the Mercs were setting the pace. That story's true. I'm here to say I was driving the Model A. It had a Model A body, made it look like a pup with a Lincoln motor that was really superb. Eight cylinders, used them all, head overdrive, just won't stall. With a 411 gears and a dual exhaust, had a four-barrel carb, you could really get lost. Safety tips, I ain't scared, the brakes are good, tires fair. I pulled out of San Pedro late one night, I had the moon and the stars shining bright. I was climbing up the Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they were standing still. Sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed me by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but then the taillight was all you could see. Maurice ribbed me for being behind. I said, man, I better make mine like an unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110. I twisted the speedometer off the end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is. There ain't no more. Now, Audie said I'd lost my sense, and the telephone poles looked like a picket fence. He said, slow down, I see spots. The lines in the road look just like dots. So I took a corner, sideswiped the truck, and crossed my fingers just for luck. With my fenders clicking on the guardrail post, Jack was white as a ghost. Smoke coming from out of the back when I started a gain on the Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I thought I could pass. You know, by then I'd be low on gas. Flame was coming from out of the side. You could feel the tension. Man, what a ride. I said, boys, I got a license to fly. The caddy pulled over. Let me by. Johnny Cash pulled over. He let me by. Dwayne Eddy and all the Rebel Risers. He let me by. Johnny River. Waylon Jennings. Buddy Holly. And Haggard. The Ventures pulled over. Doc Watson. John Philip Sousa. Colonel Bogey.
domino. Professor Longhair pulled over. Ray Charles pulled over. Errol Garner. Little Richard pulled over. Count Basie. Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Bo Diddley. America's Poet Laureate, Chuck Berry passed me by. Elmore James. Muddy Waters. Howlin' Wolf. The Ray Family. That's Link Ray. Alvino Ray. Let us by. Stevie Ray. The Kings, starting with Freddie King. Let us by. B.B. King. Albert King. The most restful of all the kings, Benny King. Don King. Carol King. Billie Jean King. The King. Englishman. Started to knock and I looked in the mirror. Red light was blinking. The cop was after my hot rod licking. They arrested me. They threw me in jail. They called my pappy to go my bail. He said, son, you want to drive me to drinking if you won't quit driving the hot rod licking.
That was Bill Kirchen doing Hot Rod Lincoln here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, here in Laguna Beach, California. It is 11-something, 11:18, 11:17 at night. I got an email from somebody who listens to this song who used to be in radio, and he questioned whether or not I am live as I record, that is. He wondered if I pre-recorded the show during the day and then played at night. He was wondering about that because he said I had a daytime energy, the show, because most people, I guess, a lot of, during the day in a radio station, it's busy, there are people around, there's a big window in front, so the street is busy, there's traffic, there's foot traffic, there's people in the studio, and the energy is sort of daytime, and then at night, it tends to be quiet, and the station is empty, and the street outside is quiet, and your FM DJ starts to sound like this. And here's this little number by Flapjaw Flinkadaw. You know, and I told him, no, and if anybody else thinks this is pre-recorded, it ain't. Unless you're listening to a podcast, then, well, of course, podcast is what the kids say for what I know as recording. But anyway, when this show goes out at 11 o'clock on Sunday night, it's going out live. I am live right now in the studio. I'm looking out at the Pacific Coast Highway. I have the broad Pacific behind me. Josh is keeping me company in here and helping me out. I got off to a little rocky start here. I got all these dials and buttons and faders and lights and computers, and it's really terrifying. And there's a lot to keep track of. So anyway, I'm John Troy. This is John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack, and we are listening to songs about cars. Now, the next song is by was written by me and Eric Parker, a drummer I used to play with back in New York, and it was a band we called the Low Sun Dogs. And I'm very happy to be a DJ, because that means I now and then I get to play bands that I've been in. Isn't that great? I know it's cheating. Well, tough. Get your own radio show. And this song is about a woman, a young lady who gets away from it all. Her boyfriend is a moron. Her parents don't understand, so she gets herself a little red car and takes off. This is the Low Sun Dogs doing Little Red Car here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen. That was the Low Sundogs doing Little Red Car. That was me and Eric Parker. That was our band back in New York back some years ago now. One of my first time stepping out as a lead singer. I've got a few more miles on me now. And here we are. Did I say that this is KX93.5 FM here in Laguna Beach, California? Now, the next song is by Bruce Springsteen. Now, I'm going to duck right after I say this. I'm not a big Bruce Springsteen fan. I'm just not. But this song I like. It's called Pink Cadillac, and it's interesting how cars and sex go together in American culture and American music. And this isn't overtly sexy. He's just talking about his main attraction for the woman is her car. And it's pretty funny. At the end, he says, it doesn't matter if it doesn't run. We can just sit out in the back and just sit in the car. And he loves that pink Cadillac that much. So let's listen to the boss do Pink Cadillac here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Well, now you may think I'm fooling for the foolish things I do. You may wonder how come I love you when you get on my nerves like you do. Well, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and hug me. Baby, I'll spill a fact. Well, honey, it ain't your money. Cause baby, I got plenty of that. I love you for your pink Cadillac. First leather seats, riding in the back, cruising down the street, waving to the girls, peeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what you do there in the back of your pink Cadillac. Pink Cadillac. Well, now way back in the Bible, temptations always come along. There's always somebody tempting somebody into doing something they know is wrong. Well, they tempt you, man, with silver, and they tempt you, sir, with gold, and they tempt you with the pleasure that the flesh does surely hold. They say Eve tempted Adam with an apple, but man, I ain't going for that. I know it wasn't pink Cadillac, crisp velvet seats, riding in the back, cruising down the street, waving to the girls, feeling out of sight, spending all my money on a Saturday night. Honey, I just wonder what it feels like in the back of your pants.
Okay, I can't believe I just played Bruce Springsteen doing Pink Cadillac here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Please forgive me, Annie. Forgive me. Josh goes, didn't Tina Turner do that? I went, wait a second. No, I think it was Aretha Franklin. Then I went, no. Oh, my God. It was Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole did that. I should have played her version. Darn it. Well, that's radio. Okay, now let's move along. This is a friend of mine named Danny Adler, and he's out of Cincinnati, and he's a nut, and he's written about 1,000 songs, and he's a musicological guitar player. He can cover. He's Bill Kirchen like that. In what I mean is he can play so many different styles, and he's worked up his own style. That is really amazing. He does amazing chord work, amazing work with the whammy bar. The whammy bar on a guitar, it's that little rod that comes out of the body of the guitar. And sometimes you'll see a guitar player with his right hand. Well, if he's a right-handed player, like he ought to be, he'll be playing, and with his right hand, he'll reach down and he'll grab that bar that sort of swings around, and he can keep playing with the bar in the heel of the palm of his hand. And when he presses it down, it bends the neck of the guitar, I think. And so it makes the, if you're playing a single note and you push down on the whammy bar, it goes, you hit the note, bah, and you hit push down on the bar, it makes the string go slightly slack, so it goes, bah, you know, you can give it that, and if you pump it, you know, and it's called a whammy bar. That's what that is, and he's pretty expert at that too. He's bending strings and bending notes, bending everything. And this song, it's another Pink car. It's called Pink Hot Rod. Now, I was thinking before about the analogies between cars and sex and the obvious phallic symbolism of a car, although sometimes a car is just a car. This last one, Pink Cadillac, he was actually talking about a car. And Pink Hot Rod, Danny Adler, well, if you listen, you don't really know if he's talking about a car or something else. And he refers to his Avocado Eldorado. Here on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM, this is Danny Adler doing Pink Hot Rod. Listen.
have the notion, cause you know what, it ain't the beat, child, it's a motion. Draw conclusions why I might arrive. I'm even gonna let you drive, put you right next to my driving wheel. Hey, mama, now how does that feel? I got a big hot drive. Big hot drive. I got a hot big hot drive. A big hot drive. I hope you got what it takes to take what I got. I got a hot big hot drive. Oh yeah, I got a big hot drive. I got the big hot drive. I got a hot big hot drive. A big hot drive. I hope you got what it takes to take what I got. Cause I got a hot big hot drive. Oh yes, I got a hot big hot drive for you, baby. I got a hot big hot drive. Oh well, I got a hot big hot drive.
That's Danny Adler doing Hot Pink Hot Rod here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, here in Laguna Beach, California. Yep, I hope you got what it takes to take what I got, baby. I got a hot pink hot rod. Well, Danny, if you're interested, you can find him on iTunes. He's got all kinds of songs there that are available for download. That's Danny Adler. Now we're going to listen to Chris Smither. Chris is a friend of mine, and around the time that he wrote this song, my car was stolen. I had a Pathfinder, one of the earliest Pathfinders that still looked like a Pathfinder. It didn't look as suburban as they do now, and it was a great gig mobile. It was perfect, and I had about 150,000 miles on it, and I parked on Riverside Drive on the Upper West Side of New York after a gig one night, and when I came out in the morning, there it was, gone. And I related the experience to my friend Chris Smither, and he was writing a song. I forget if you ever have a disagreement with somebody about how you remember something. Like you tell somebody a joke, and the guy says, "Yeah, I told you that joke." And you go, "No, you didn't tell me that joke. I told you that." You know, and I'm sure everybody has little things like that. Well, Chris and I have had a disagreement about how much my experience influenced his song. Now there's some, I forget which points there are under dispute, but since I have the microphone, I will just have to contend that I'm right. But one of the things that some of the things that he refers to in his song were what happened to me that were typical of someone who's been the victim of that kind of crime. One is there was all that was left of the vehicle was a little pile of glass from where the guy broke in. So there was a little pile of glass there in the parking space. Also, that feeling of expectation that you—that is a strange and weird thing. You stand there for a long time, so you sort of linger at the spot when your car's been stolen. You look up down the street and you think, I parked it here. I'm sure I parked it here. Yes, I parked it here. And you keep on looking at the spot, and it keeps, and your car keeps on not being there. And the other thing was I had a picture of my one of my wives in the car, and lots of other things that were in the car that I pictured the scumbag who had stolen the car with his mitts on it, and so I had a growing rage that kept returning in the days and weeks that followed when I remember some of the things that I had left in the car that were gone now. So anyway, right around that time, Chris wrote this song, and he calls it "Let It Go." It's a funny song. If you listen carefully to the lyrics, it's about the feeling of being violated, but it's just a material thing. It's just a car. It's okay. You're all right. You got to let it go. Let it go. And so at the end of every refrain, he's going, okay, I got to let it go. But then he goes, yeah, but, oh, man, they stole my car. And then he starts again. It's very good, very good. This is Chris Smither doing Let It Go here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Rode away in my ride. I know attachment is the root of my suffering, cause it hurts me. It hurts me deep inside. The hole ain't in my pocket, it's in my pride. I told the police it didn't matter, but I lied. Yeah, now my mind tells me to kill him. My heart tells me that's wrong. My wife tells me, go get a better one. It's what you wanted all along. I got to find a way to let this go. Got to put this behind me. Let my better nature show up on top here and be all right here. But, oh, man, they took my car. Left me without my wheels. I know the loss is superficial, but that's not, that's just not how it feels. How can something superficial feel so real? It's an emotional blow, rocks me back on my heels. You know, I had a picture on the dashboard of my baby in her sweet little Red Sox hat. And now there's some little bum with a button in his tongue who thinks he might like a piece of that. I'm supposed to take that sitting down. I can't do it, man. I got to get up. I got to go walk around and get me some air, you know. Stand outside, you know. It's all right. This is better, you know. I'll be all right. Forget about these things. These things are insignificant, you know. It's not worth it, man. My statue to think about things like that. Sorry. It's okay, man. I'm back where I belong now. Forget all about it. Man, they took my car. It's like it vanished in the air. 3,000 pounds of wheels and sounds that used to make folks, used to make them stop and stare. Now except for a little pile of glass, the pavement's bare. I keep looking around, it keeps not being there. You know, I should have listened to my sensible self. I should have parked it in a lot. Would have cost me $16.50 instead of all the cool I got. You know, I got to reassert control. Yeah, you know. It's all right. This is like water off a duck's back. You know, I just let it roll. Let it roll. Got to let this go. You know. Don't know if I can do it. I'll try. I'll let you know. Coulda, shoulda, woulda. How was I to know? Nobody better say I told you so. All right, it's okay. Can't do nothing about it now. Just let it go. Let it go. It's all right. It's okay. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
That is Chris Smither doing his song Let It Go here on KX93.5 Laguna's only FM. His song about having his car stolen and all the roller coaster of emotions that follow that sad event. Next, we're going to listen to Brad Paisley. Brad Paisley is a current country star. And this guy can play guitar, I'm telling you. At the very beginning of this song, he just plays a few chops, and it'll give you an idea of what a blazing, amazing guitar player this guy is. It's called "All I Wanted Was a Car." So we heard a song about a car being stolen. Now here's a guy who wants a car. By the way, can you drive a stick, son? Do you know how to drive a stick? I hope you do. If you don't know how to drive a stick shift, you should hang your head in shame, young man. And if you don't, learn. All right, this is Brad Paisley doing "All I Wanted Was a Car" here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
All-state with dreams of the NFL. Jenny McClain had big brains. She got a scholarship to Yale. And there was Herschel, put it to commercials, and he was gonna be a movie star. But all I wanted was a car. Part-time job making chicken kebabs at the food court at the mall. I hauled my uncle's trash, I cut my neighbor's grass, and I raked leaves in the fall. My parents, they were stunned how this former lazy bum suddenly was working so hard. But all I wanted was a car. Sitting in the drive, it blows my mind to see an SUV and a sedan and two kids playing, and I can't believe they all belong to me. When I caught their mama's eye in that old thing I used to drive, never dreamed it would take me this far. All I wanted was a car.
There goes Brad Paisley and his song All I Wanted Was a Car here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. All right. That's a nice song. I like that. It feels good. I think it feels good. Now, Chuck Berry, remember that song he was referred to? Kirchner referred to him as America's Poet Laureate. This is Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go. He refers to riding along in my calaboose. Remember that? Remember that word? I used to think that was some kind of car. No, a calaboose is an old word. Old timers will know that's an old word for a jail, a brig, a calaboose. So, and everybody knows this song, but enjoy it again. There's great lyrics, very clever. And he calls it a calaboose because, remember, he can't undo the safety belt. So the car is now in effect. It's a rolling jail. Let's listen to Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go, here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear, cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
That was the unmistakable Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go. Chuck Berry is a national treasure. He used to get paid in cash, and he wouldn't, the way I understand it, he would not put his money in a bank. He didn't trust that was the white man's institution or something like that, and he just didn't trust it, and so he just walked around with a suitcase full of cash. Yep, Chuck Berry. All right, this next song is by Terry Adams. His band was called NRBQ. And he had I know the guy, and he had this car. He lived in Woodstock. He had this car, and it was, I don't know what it was. It looked like a little Nash, but it was tiny. It was this tiny little powder blue car with a white, it was a tiny little two-door sedan. I don't know what the heck it was. This is a love song. This is a love song to the car. I mean, he says in the car, I'm in love with an automobile and I think it's in love with me. He loves his, I mean, he doesn't love his car. He loves his car. This is Terry Adams and NRBQ doing Little Floater here on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Listen.
automobile and I know it's in love with me. When I get behind the wheel, I know what it is to be free.
There goes NRBQ and their song Little Floater here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. You have been listening to John Troy's Crunchy Groove Sack. I'll hold my sack up against anybody's because all my grooves are crunchy. My name's John Troy and we've been listening to songs about cars. The last song I'm going to leave you with, before I go, I'll tell you to like me on Facebook at facebook.com/JohnTroyMusic. You can read my blog at johntroy.net. And you can, if you go to the Facebook page, you can send me your email address if you want to get my gig updates to see where I'm playing. This next weekend, as a matter of fact, Friday, I'll be playing at the Hotel Laguna by myself from 8 to 11. And also on Saturday night, I'll be at the Hotel Laguna from 8 to 11. So come see me. I mean, that's where I'll be. All right, this last song is by Little Feat. This is post Lowell George. There are many purists who say that that was the only one worth listening to. But this is still a very, very strong song. It's about ride in a car. It likens the woman he's with to a smooth stretch of highway like a cool summer breeze. If my motor's running right, we might lose control tonight. He says, when she reaches beneath my big old steering wheel, Dynaflow, Power Glide, board and stroked, I'm satisfied when I take my baby for a ride. What is he talking about? This is Little Feat doing Let It Roll here on KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. Listen.
Down Highway 95, sailing through a hometown countryside. I move on over, stand aside my cruise control and overdrive. Need to take my baby for a ride. Ooh, she's like a smooth stretch of highway. Ooh, like a cool summer breeze. If my motor's running right, we might lose control tonight. Gotta shake my love to squeeze. Lips that bring me to my knees. Oh, please, let it roll tonight. Might be doing
in my face.